Driving along I-540, a billboard can be seen for Pittsburgh State University. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? No. Pittsburgh, Kansas. The Pittsburgh without an H. While it is a bit closer than Pennsylvania, it still raises the question, why? Why is a university in Kansas advertising in Northwest Arkansas?
It's only 90 minutes away, which is really surprising to people.
That's Chris Kelly, Associate Vice President for Marketing and Communications with Pittsburgh State University.
Our location, we are right basically on the borders of Missouri and Oklahoma. In fact, if you drive 10 minutes, you're in the state of Missouri. Go south 20, 25 minutes, you're in Oklahoma. So several years ago, we looked at the location, and our Board of Regents here in the state said, you know, it really does make sense, because of your location, to begin looking at offering in-state tuition to contiguous counties in Missouri and Oklahoma. And we've done that for many, many years.
And last year, Pittsburgh State extended the same opportunity into Benton and Washington counties in northwest Arkansas.
Because really, you're as close as many of the other counties, and it just makes sense. So we call it the Gorilla Advantage, offering the in-state tuition for students who qualify. So once we began to do that, we looked down into northwest Arkansas. It's such a dynamic and exciting area that we wanted to make students and parents aware of the opportunity that they have here.
It's called the Gorilla Advantage, as Pittsburgh State's mascot is the gorilla. The university also has a lot of alumni in northwest Arkansas. Former Walmart president and CEO Lee Scott was a Pitt State gorilla. Billboards. Anyone who drives or rides along state highways sees them. Arkansas State University in Jonesboro also uses billboards. With 14,000 students on its campus, it is almost twice the size of Pittsburgh State. Christy Valentine, Executive Director of University Communications for ASU, is also very strategic and intentional with the placement of ASU's billboards.
We look at traffic patterns, we look at drive times, we look at, you know, I always try to make sure where the billboards are placed. They're in highly visible locations. I never buy a board where there's another one under it, like a double board, unless I can have both, because I'm afraid of the message of the board that might be underneath it. So we have a list of targeted high schools in the state whose student population meets that admission standard. So that also helps guide me in terms of where I want to place my advertising. Very strategic. It's not, oh, I like that spot and we're going to put one there. We consider lots of factors before we make decisions like that.
Ms. Valentine is relatively new to her position, having held it for just over 1 year. Before she took over, she says that the university did not have just one message it was trying to get across. Rather, each college and department was sending out whatever it deemed important. Ms. Valentine says that she has taken great effort to come up with a cohesive message for the entire university and has been successful, something that was evident with changing just a few of those previously mentioned billboards.
We had billboards all over the state that the colleges had put up themselves, and they were great, but they were wordy, and they conveyed different messages. You might or might not know that they were an Arkansas State University billboard. We pulled all of those boards down, and now everything you see, and we have very few. We were very selective with what we put up. Every billboard looks the same in terms of color, in terms of style, in terms of message. So when we did that, people thought we increased our advertising. And actually what we did is we pulled down six or seven boards, and now we only have five.
Though ASU had cut their advertising in half, people thought they had increased because their message was so powerful. And as for that message,
my university offers opportunities both inside and outside the classroom. Arkansas State University, a great place to call mine.
Ms. Valentine calls this the My University campaign. She says that when speaking with students, faculty, and alumni, one of the things they value about ASU is a sense of belonging, something she is trying to embrace and promote in marketing efforts. The University of Arkansas, located in the opposite corner of the state from ASU, and almost twice the size with over 20,000 students, also uses a campus-wide campaign.
University of Arkansas, the U of A.
That's Y-O-U of A, a slogan that John Diamond, Associate Vice Chancellor for University Relations, says emphasizes the student-centeredness of the U of A.
The university is unique, and even though you could look, it's easy to say the U of A meaning the letter U of A, short for University of Arkansas, reminding people, whether they're students, faculty, or staff, that we are all about you, the student, is an important part of our mission.
As the flagship land-grant university for the state of Arkansas, the mission of the U of A is not only student-focused, but also to get engaged in research and outreach in order to serve the state and the nation.
Our role in terms of marketing is more to engage people and to make them aware of what we can do for them, whether they're prospective students or whether they're in business or they're entrepreneurs or they're farming or ranching. There are private schools and for-profit schools and some public schools that market because they're trying to increase their enrollment and develop as an institution. Our purpose is different. I'm not passing judgment on them, but our purpose is different because we already have we have that level of awareness established. What we need to do is make sure people know what we can do for them and what we're not able to do for them.
Furthering the U of A's desire to raise awareness to the university, both nationally and internationally, a video played on a screen in Times Square for 3 months last year. The 30-second video did not have sound, but it did showcase well-known imagery of the U of A.
Our research has shown that the Razorback is one of the images of the university, or our mascot's name is nationally recognized, so we played off that, not in terms of bragging about sports, but just bragging about Arkansas Razorbacks.
Mr. Diamond did bring up an important point, bragging about sports. One thing these very dissimilar schools do have in common is athletics. The University of Arkansas made it to top three in the nation, and the Pittsburgh State Gorillas are the Division II national champions. Chris Kelly with Pittsburgh State says this excitement is fueling the awareness, but he does want to make this message clear.
You'll see billboards in the area, and you'll probably see one down in that area before long, letting people know that, you know, not only were we champions on the field, but academics is important to us. We're champions in the classroom as well. In Division II, it really is, the student really is there before student athlete. So we're very proud of our academic offerings as well. When you win a national championship, obviously that brings a little more attention to you on a national scale when you're able to be on ESPN and get a national audience. That's very important for us, and we want people to know now when we may have a higher level of interest from students out there exactly what they can expect if they choose to attend Pittsburgh State and become a Gorilla.
And over in Jonesboro at Arkansas State University, Gus Malzahn was hired to be the head coach of the Red Wolves. Christy Valentine says that not only will it influence how they market the athletics program, but also how they market the university as a whole.
We are going to tie the Malzahn in with we had a very successful football season this year. We ended 10-2. We were Sun Belt Conference champions. We went to a bowl, the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. So we had a very successful year, one of the most successful in history. We're going to tie that team and this coach together with successful programs that we have across campus, and we're going to push it as a package. I'm anxious to see how that pays off for us. I see that as a positive.
Three schools, three missions, three messages, all trying to raise awareness of their institution. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.